USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House panel is set to vote this afternoon on a contempt of Congress resolution against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. The Democratic-led Oversight Committee has been demanding more documents from Barr and Ross in a growing dispute over the 2020 census. Now, the Trump administration has asserted executive privilege over more documents being turned over, but Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says,
Trump administration has cooperated, continues to cooperate in this, I believe, partisan investigation. The administration has produced not 17,000, 31,000 pages of documents, 14,000 from Commerce, 17,000 from Justice, relating to this question.
Democrats are pushing for quick action to permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. The fund is running short of money and provides benefits to first responders and others dealing with illnesses related to the 2001 terror attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The Los Angeles Police Commission makes a ruling regarding an officer involved in a shooting. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A California cop who killed an innocent bystander during a shootout will not be facing charges. Meldia Carrado was working at a Trader Joe's in Silver Lake last year when a suspect led police on a wild high-speed chase and then bailed out of the vehicle and started shooting outside the store. The responding officer started shooting back. This week, the police commission determined the officers did not violate department policy, even though one of their bullets hit Corrado in the chest, taking her life.
Much of the West Coast is seeing record-breaking heat. Temperatures are in the triple digits from Oregon all the way down to Arizona, with heat warnings being issued in cities such as Phoenix, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Portland. Phoenix is expected to see their first day above 110 on Wednesday, and numerous cooling stations are set up across the city to keep folks a little bit cooler. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
One of the things that people on both sides of the aisle can agree upon is that Russia did interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Now, it is still up for debate as to which political party they helped. But the other thing is that people need to learn from this. And that's one of the things that we can learn from in the Mueller report is what was actually done by these Russian foreign agents to influence our election. I had a chance to catch up with Kate Fizzini. Kate's a cybersecurity reporter for CNBC. And one of the things I asked her was, what can we take away from the Mueller report regarding this election in 2016 and even the midterms and even 2020?
I think the Mueller report has been a real interest to me. And partially because if you go in and read the report, the very first part of the report goes into great detail about this very multi-pronged, years-long, well before Trump was ever a candidate, effort by Russia and Russia's intelligence service to kind of throw some bombs into our election process, the way we talk about candidates and elections with each other on social media. It seems like the focus of what we learned from the Mueller report has been only on the aspects of it that are about collusion or about Trump or the White House. I fear that the major lessons have just been completely lost. I don't see Congress talking about the issues that the DNC faced, that the RNC faced in 2016.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.